It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 18th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. One of the open secrets of Apple devices is that many of their guts are being made by a little company called Samsung. Battles between the two tech giants for the pockets and purses of consumers have been public, but the partnerships for getting product on the shelves have been less so. We've been seeing unconfirmed reports this week that this trend will continue. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer goes beyond the bezel to look at the business of the chips.
Apple and Samsung have fought in court over patents, but like many a squabbling couple, they find they need each other.
It's a complicated relationship, right?
John Aronson is research director at Gartner. He says Samsung needs Apple because it's a big player ordering lots of chips. Apple needs Samsung because it can reliably spit out lots of chips for Apple products.
They want to make sure that they don't create a bottleneck in their supply chain for a key component.
But how can they be so intertwined when they seem to hate each other? It's simple. According to Michael Palma, a semiconductor analyst at IDC, Samsung has compartmentalized its relationship with Apple.
It's different parts of Samsung. Samsung is a huge corporation. The chip business is run separately.
So while the Samsung division that sells phones may hate Apple, its chip business found a way to Apple's heart. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Speaking of gadgets, the holiday shopping season is thoroughly upon us, and while many buyers are after the usual suspects, I'm talking about phones and tablets, there is a host of tech products this year that could be a better buy for gifters. Our friend and CNET editor-in-chief of reviews, Lindsay Turrentine, is here with more. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
I'm coming into gadget buying season, and I've got to tell you, I'm at a loss. What should I be looking out for?
My personal technology holiday shopping approach.
Yes.
You want to buy things for them that they would not buy for themselves.
Surprise them.
Surprise them with something they might not have thought about.
Yes.
So would you like some examples?
Oh, yes, I would.
One thing that I think is really cool, and it costs just $50. It's called the Logitech K480 keyboard.
What a snappy name.
So it's a keyboard, and then you just type on your mobile devices using this keyboard. What's so great about this is that Logitech is agnostic.
No judgment. I like that.
No judgment. You could have a Windows device, an Android device, and an iOS device sitting in this keyboard, and you switch among those devices, and you just keep typing.
Okay, what else?
Outside of that, I really like to get people audio, because most people will just suffer along with the earbuds that came with their phone forever. So there are a ton of wireless Bluetooth speakers out there. The one that I like to recommend and CNET often recommends, it's just about $200, the Bose SoundLink Mini. This is a small little device. It sounds fantastic.
When your significant other kicks you out and tells you go into the garage to listen to your rock and roll.
That's right. Or on a picnic.
Oh, that's a much nicer. Yes. One thing that I'm really curious about, you know, we're still talking about wearables, many of which will tether to your phone, but also play music. I'm waiting for the wireless earbuds. Is that a thing?
It's amazing that you brought this up because this was next on my list. I tend to recommend wireless over-the-ear headsets because you can get them with noise-canceling functionality. The one that we recommend this year is from Beats, believe it or not. Beats has not historically been known for audio quality, but this is called the Beats Studio Wireless. It's $380, so it's sort of a luxury item. They're never going to buy it for themselves.
Right.
It folds up really nicely. You can use it on the plane to keep the sound from the jets down.
Yeah.
It lasts for 12 hours, and you can make phone calls on it, and it has no wires.
Lindsay Turrentine of CNET. Last night, the Oxford Dictionary's word of the year was announced, vape. It's a verb, and it means to smoke an electronic cigarette. In a short time, vaping has become a multi-billion dollar industry. We figured we'd try and get a reaction from Jeremy Keyes, Associate Professor of Marketing at Villanova University. Jeremy, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you for having me.
Vape. Why do you think this is a word that people are using so much these days?
So the obvious answer is the emergence of e-cigarettes. I mean, you look at the market for e-cigarettes, and it's grown to almost $2 billion in sales in a five-year period. So the growth of e-cigarettes makes this a very important word and has implications for public health and welfare.
How much do we know about this technology and its implications for health?
Early indications seems to be that vaping will be less harmful than the use of combustible cigarettes. The risk is people don't just vape. Thus, what we see is polyuse, use of multiple tobacco products. And then perhaps even more importantly, we have to consider, will vaping be a gateway to use other more dangerous tobacco products?
It feels like such a strange word to me. I hear people use it like ironically and in a silly way.
I'm not a smoker, but talking to smokers, it seems to be in their conversation. But as a non-smoker, I would agree with your statement.
Jeremy Keyes, he's an associate professor of marketing at Villanova University. Jeremy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And before we go, this could be big. Disappearing messaging app Snapchat has partnered with mobile payments company Square to create something called Snap Cash. Here's a snippet from the video announcement.
Snapchat has Snap Cash. Just use your cash tag. Send money easy. It's so breezy. Snap Cash with Snapchat.
Users can input their payment card information to the app and then send money from their bank account by just putting the old dollar sign in front of an amount and hitting send. Kind of like that mobile payment company Venmo. Here's my question, though. If snaps disappear, where does the record of the transaction go? Bank statements, yet to be disrupted out of existence. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.